Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 27th of October, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Annalise Little. Hello, Annalise.
Hey, David.
Today we're going to talk about the fertilizer feedstock sulfur, specifically for the North American sulfur market. Annalise, summer is long over. We're nearing the end of 2017, and right now the market is in the midst of a high-demand season. What does that mean for North America?
Yeah, so sulfur prices in North America have skyrocketed on October for a couple months, actually. But this month and this week specifically, they've shot up to levels not seen in 3-4 years as global supply remains very tight and benchmark prices in China just continue to shoot upward. Vancouver export prices reached 42-month highs this week. Right now, they're at $160 to $180 per ton on an FOB basis. So far in 2017, the average midpoint of our range that I assess each week has risen by 91%.
Zoom in, if you could, to the U.S. What's been going on in the U.S. market?
Yeah, U.S. Gulf prices are also at multi-year highs, not quite as extreme as in Canada, but pretty close. The current assessment that we've got for the U.S. Gulf is $130 to $140 per ton on an FOB basis, setting the record for the past 27 months. Now, the U.S. Gulf has been historically significantly lower than other regions of the U.S. or Canada. And some in the region have seen these recent China and Canada price spikes as an opportunity to move the Gulf prices more in line with the rest of the continent.
What about the Tampa contract?
Tampa Q4 prices should be settling in the next week or so. One of the two major buyers has indicated that its contracts for the quarter have started to settle at $100 a long ton on a delivered basis. That would be the highest settlement since Q4 of 2015, if that becomes the official settlement. That's up $26 per long ton from Q3, when we were at $74. With supply as tight as it has been throughout much of this year, it has been thought that the sulfur producers throughout the U.S. that supply Mosaic and Potash Corp will be able to push contract settlements higher than have been reached in previous quarters this year.
Your recent report also mentioned there's fear in the market that sulfur prices may be in a bubble. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. I mean, prices can only go up so long. Prices ebb and flow. They come in cycles. And right now, they've just been escalating and escalating for quite a while this year. This comes from a high demand season and global spot supply being pretty tight. So we're in extreme highs right now, but as we saw way back in 2008, when suddenly refiners were having to pay people to take away their sulfur tons and getting zero netbacks or negative netbacks, things can change pretty quickly.
Shifting to production, could you talk a bit on what's been going on in this past month? The fire in California, for example?
Chevron's El Segundo refinery in California had a fire mid-month. It was put out quickly, but people were still worried that it might impact sulfur supply. The company didn't expect to see any impacts to the supply, much of which is handled by H.J. Baker and California's Sulfur Company. The refinery has a top sulfur capacity of about 800 tons a day, but is thought to recently be producing about 100,000 tons a year, which is significantly less than 800 tons a day. We're also looking at the startup of the Heartland Sulfur Priller and Processor in Canada. That should be coming online in the next 2 to 3 months, which is going to have a significant impact to the Western Canada sulfur. Lastly, gas plant and oil sands production in Alberta and British Columbia from January to July of this year, which is the latest complete data we have available, shows levels this year nearly 5% higher than the same time period of 2016. That's about 2.51 million tons of sulfur production for this year so far. On the flip side of that higher Canada production, demand for those tons has also been tracking higher this year. China has taken 11% more in the first 8 months of this year versus the first 8 months of last year, and Mexico has nearly doubled its intake of Canadian tons as well. So we're looking at more product from Canada, but we're also looking at significantly more demand.
So for the short term, the market's basically waiting on the Tampa contract.
Yep, for the U.S. and Canada, that's what we're waiting on, which we should have hopefully in the first week or two of November. In the meantime, we're just sitting on high demand, low supply, and these incredibly high prices.
Thanks for the update, Annalise, and thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the sulfur market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com, and be sure to tune in for our next podcast.